Enjoy Tim Skubick's post-governor speech program last night. Bill Ballinger from Inside Michigan Politics took part in that. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
What did you think about the speech last night? What did you like? What didn't you like?
Well, I think the governor set the bar pretty low going into the speech, saying don't expect much. I'm not going to come out with any major bombshells. We just got to concentrate in 2012 on implementing what we got accomplished last year. And I don't think he exceeded the low bar. I mean, let's put it this way. He's not a great public speaker. He knows it. He doesn't think anybody will ever be blown away by his rhetoric. But we heard a lot of great speeches from his predecessor, Jennifer Granholm, over 8 years. And the problem was that we just didn't get the results that, you know, she would have had us believe were going to be forthcoming in her speeches. So I think Rick Snyder kind of operates from a different template, and that is, I'm just going to hunker down and work quietly behind the scenes. I'm not a salesman. I'm a facilitator. I'm a manager. I'm an auditor, and I'm going to get the job done as I see fit.
Well, he seemed to focus that he wanted some changes made with the way campaign reform is handled here in the state. He mentioned the bridge. It looks like those will be hot items for him.
Well, he mentioned a number of items, but he never went into any detail, and I think he deliberately likes to stay away from the detail because I think he believes that probably gives enemies of whatever he's proposing a big, fat, juicy target. And he'd rather just kind of throw the concept out there and talk about it generally and then maybe flesh in the details later with a special message to the legislature or with a bill where he and his front office staff can work with key legislators to try and get legislation enacted. So, yes, he mentioned those things, you're right, but it remains to be seen how serious a push he's going to make. And when it comes to the bridge, we didn't get any answer last night as to whether he really expects or hopes that the legislature is going to pass bills that he said last year are needed to make this happen, or whether he's going to end run them and go around them. He didn't say, and I think he deliberately didn't say, because he believes that being open and forthcoming and you know, going into details is just going to make him more vulnerable to attack by critics.
All right. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk with you soon.
My pleasure, Tony.